Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's time now for today's ADD word of the day, your anti-dum-dum word of the day. We are of the opinion on this show that Americans' vocabulary is getting smaller. We're trying to expand it with you.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a word that you've probably never heard of.
But you could use in a sentence.
Correct. Jinx.
Do you remember yesterday's word?
Can you give me the word and I'll tell you what it meant?
Sure.
Okay.
Munificence.
Munificence.
Yes.
Is when you... I remember the fake
Let's
guesses.
Say that it in some way relates to our previous topic.
Is it very overly excited?
No. What would that have to do with our previous topic?
I don't remember our previous
excited
topic.
Excited to give somebody a tip.
No. I don't remember our previous topic.
I remember it was very popular in the 1800s, you said.
It was.
I remember weird things, but not the definitions.
The popularity fell off, about 1810.
It is the use of a musket.
No.
That was my fake definition, the excitement over
why do I remember the fake one and I can't remember the real one?
Munificence was the quality or action of being lavishly generous.
That's right.
Okay.
Your word of the day for today.
Okay.
This is not working.
Pendiculation.
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 Pendiculation is going to be a verb.
Or pendiculate. Yeah, either one.
Well, pendiculate would be the verb. Pendiculation.
Would a human be one to pendiculate?
A human can. A human probably does pendiculate every single day.
Okay. Pendiculation. Is it?
Where's your mind going, Mr.
Laughter?
Well, there's a word in the middle of the word that...
Is it the act of drifting off to sleep?
Ooh, no, but think of the opposite.
It is the act of staying awake.
What do you do right after you wake up?
You brush your teeth. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
No.
You check your phone.
Stretch. It's the act of stretching.
The morning stretch.
The morning stretch.
Often accompanied by a yawn. Typically deemed an automatic response.
The pendiculation.
You're pendiculating.
I am.
But because you didn't just wake up.
It's almost 4:30.
It reduces fatigue. It doesn't have to be just when you wake up, but we do it every single time we wake up.
The act of stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Pendiculation.
Pendiculation.
That's a good one, Sam. Thank you.
You're welcome. So in the morning, make sure to pendiculate.
Okay.
Well, we're going to try.
With munificence.
So in Florida, they are using robot rabbits.
Oh, no.
In the Everglades. And they look, they move, they even smell like the kind of furry Everglades marsh rabbit that a Burmese python would love to eat. But these bunnies are robots.
Oh.
Meant to lure the giant invasive snakes out of their hiding spots. It is the latest effort by the South Florida Water Management District.
They're taking over the ecosystem down there.
That's right. To eliminate as many pythons as possible from the Everglades, where they are decimating native species with their voracious appetites. In the Everglades National Park, officials say the snakes have eliminated 95% of small mammals as well as thousands of birds. Removing them is fairly simple, says Mike Kirkland, who's an animal biologist for the Water District. It's detection. We're having a really hard time finding them. So they have deployed 120 robot rabbits this summer.
So something out of Despicable Me.
As an experiment. Previously, there was an effort to use live rabbits as snake lures, but that became too expensive and time-consuming. So the rabbits are in a little see-through box.
Okay.
And it just spins around, and it's on a small stick, and it just spins around and around and around.
Okay.
And apparently it looks like the marsh rabbit.
Then the snake will come out, and then you
catch it. And then they kill
it.
Oh. No, they kill it.
All right.
All right, we got to run. Football is coming up. Woo! Mizzou taking on Central Arkansas. Pregame starts in about 1 minute. Celebrating birthdays today, Jennifer Coolidge is 64. She was Stifler's mom in American Pie. Shania Twain is 60. Jeez. Jack Black is 56. Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210 is 56. And Leanne Rimes is 43. Enjoy the game. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Rye. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. Good night.
Bye.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.